Here's another state track and field update coming to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7. We just had our second event with a local athlete qualifying for a final on Saturday, and that is Madison Steckler of Audubon. She ran in heat number 3, finished second in her heat with a personal record time of 26:19, fourth overall, top 8 qualify. She is in for Saturday's final at 155. Again, congratulations to Madison Steckler of Audubon, a finalist in the girls 200 meter dash. I better throw that in there as well so you know which event that was. That was the prelims for the 200 meter dash in class 1A, and Madison Steckler is a finalist. She'll run on Saturday. Coming up next, we've got the girls 4x800 in a Class 1A final. IKM Manning will run there with Juliana Stribe, Emmy Ring, Alexa McGinn, and Taylor Beckendorf. Before noon, we'll also get to the boys' shot put for Class 1A, and Cal Hayden and Lance Clayburgh, both from Coon Rapids Baird, will compete then. Afternoon, we'll get to the boys 4x800, a 1A final. IKM Manning will run in section number 2. And that'll be Reed Henners, Hunter Smith, Ben Ramsey, and Caden Keller. This state track update has been brought to you by Midwest Wholesale, Haley Equipment, Corn Belt Telephone, and Brinks Exteriors. And who says you can't teach old dogs new tricks? One of the highlights last night in our hotel stay, Jeff Blankman learned how to control V to pace something. He did not know that was a thing. Now he does. Congratulations, Jeff. We wanted to share that. Crowning achievement for Jeff Blankman. Control V. He knows what it is now. There you go. For all state track results, photos, and interviews, check out sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Briggs on Kick 106.7.